guys, Happy New Year! I hope you had fun with family and friends. Well, that's what I did. So yes, Happy New Year, folks. Another opportunity to say New Year, New You. How many of us made New Year resolutions? How many of us actually followed through all the resolutions we've made over the year? How many of us even make resolutions? Personally, I make resolutions every year. I did make some last year. I got through some on the list and some have crossed over to 2020. Yes, I made another list. Don't judge me. I actually enjoy the idea of keeping a list of resolutions every year. I think it helps me focus on certain things I would like to change every year, and to be fair, most of them are long-term changes, which is why some of the items keep crossing over to the next year. But hey, I also celebrate those I was able to cross off the list. Another reason I believe in resolutions is because it gives me hope and faith, knowing that I'm going to make it to another year. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, and my list is surely a sign of faith that I will see the end of the year. And guess what? It's worked every single time. Disclaimer, not by my power, not by my strength. I'm super grateful to God for the gift of life every single day. I'm not here to put a gun to your throat and force you to make resolutions, but here are my top three reasons for doing so myself. Building my character. I'm able to examine my character over the years, what keeps recurring and what I have changed, and what I'm also changing. My achievements. Some call it a bucket list, but it's just the joy of being able to celebrate things I have done, especially the difficult ones that I never thought I could do, but I did. Focus. It helps me focus on what I want to do every year. Everyone needs a sense of direction, and resolutions sure help with that. That being said, it is always nice to have a contingency plan and focus on the things we want to do over the course of our lives. A list will only help us focus and examine our journey as we go. It is totally okay to have a list of things you want to achieve over the course of a year and to keep carrying over some into another year. And for those who do not believe in such mundane things as a resolution, I'd like to know why. Please share your reasons. You may be saving a life. So that's all, guys, on another episode of Ticking with Purpose. Please don't forget to share your thoughts and resolutions on our Facebook page, Ticking with Purpose, or Twitter, Tea with Purpose, or Instagram, Ticking with Purpose, or just leave a message on our website, www.tickingwithpurpose.com. This is your host, Ola Shibomi. Catch you later. Happy New Year again. See you soon. Bye.